what we've done is so far identified 14 of the most egregious universities that are targeting Muslim, Arab, Jewish, Christian, African American, Asian American, and other students because of their anti-genocide viewpoints.
Right now, a lot of prospective college students are beginning to get their acceptance letters in the mail. What are some of the colleges we need to watch out for?
Well, we've identified two so far in California. So let's look at that. Pomona College and UCLA. Pomona College, you know, has a lot of different issues with it. But the main one I'd point your attention to is that they introduced a swath of new policies after the encampments in the spring that we saw, you know, protesting what the Israelis were doing in Gaza. And those seemed designed to target students that were participating in those encampments. So for decades and decades, freedom of speech, including encampments, were fine at Pomona, and now it's no longer acceptable. Many other things they've done. And then at UCLA, we actually saw police essentially, or what was reported to us, is police were standing around while anti-genocide protesters were attacked, and really they were left on their own for hours. Our Unhostile Campus campaign seeks to turn that around just in a number of different ways. First and foremost, protest is an American tradition, right? The Vietnam War, workers' rights, women's suffrage, and colleges are supposed to be supporting those kind of movements, right? We don't want our universities turning out drones. We want them turning out citizens who are ready to stand up for the rights of others. So we are looking to identify the really bad actors. We're also really looking to talk to universities who are interested in evaluating different policies around speech and around protest.
Have you been able to have any productive conversations with universities?
We have had a few universities reach out to us and in different areas have met with them. You know, the campaign is quite new, so we haven't reached conclusions with any of those conversations. But our hope is to continue doing that. So not only are we identifying campuses as places where maybe you should reconsider attending, but we're also far more interested in solving these problems, because look, at the end of the day, protest is something that's going to happen in America, and we want universities to do a good job around handling these sometimes very difficult issues.
In your organization's perspective, what is the appropriate role for a university in these times of conflict?
Well, these are places of education, right? So educate people, help them to understand why might people be showing up to protests over the actions that Israel is taking in Gaza. I would argue it's because of decades of apartheid and occupation and now genocide. But that's not often what you hear from universities. And it's a little incongruent for us, because we've for a long time seen anti-Muslim speakers going to many college campuses, and academic freedom and free speech were invoked, and we agree, right? Go ahead, listen to them, educate yourself, hear both sides of the issue. We think that we have a better argument. In this case, that just wasn't happening. So education, that's what a university is about.